yeah, the, you know, the ASL, well, I use the HandFlip image because, you know, frankly, I like the user interface for setup. You know, the menu program, I think, is configured so much easier. You know, you don't have to remember, you know, the various command lines to bring up the other menus. It's all just one menu, and it works really smooth. I mean, the ASL has come a long way. It is, you know, light years ahead of where it used to be for user friendliness, but you know, when I started using that, I was like, I'll try it. We'll see how this goes. And you know, after I got my first one configured, started getting into doing a little bit of custom programming. I generally don't customize the repeaters very much. You know, I might have some custom ID messages, but, you know, I'm kind of the mindset of, I'll say less is more. The more complex you make it, sometimes the more of a pain in the butt it is. So, but I was concerned about reliability and, you know, who hasn't had to reboot a computer multiple times in a day? I'm thinking, you know, this could be a hassle if you have to wind up, you know, keep rebooting stuff. And then, you know, knock on wood, over, you know, time is showing that it's pretty darn reliable. So I've kind of embraced that as as my controller of choice. Just into the city of Ipsitupki here. Been to this EMU site a lot in the last few months. I've got a project with Washtenaw County. We're building a four-site non-MPSCS
800. WAZET.
And that's, you know, one of the sites.
Right. I think there was another station in there. I don't know, it was interesting. I heard a squelch tail on top of you, and then I think there was somebody else in there. Other station, go ahead.